So let us begin this guided meditation on loving kindness by establishing ourselves in mindfulness. So as we sit on our cushion or our chair, just begin to come into the body and just notice the experience of our legs, our feet on the floor, just bringing our attention gently away from our head, dropping away from thinking as we can, and just letting that attention come into the lower part of the body, and just allowing your legs and your feet, your buttocks on your chair, your cushion, just that whole area to relax. And just checking in with our posture. We should have a gentle arch to our back with our shoulders back and down, very relaxed, not carrying any tension. So just check in with your back and your shoulders. Can you feel a nice, noble, open, erect posture, one that's relaxed but at the same time alert? Let the crown of your head be pointing up towards the ceiling with your chin tucked just a little bit. And then just let your neck, the back of your head, your scalp, I'll just relax as we're breathing in and out. And then let that relaxation sweep down your forehead, just letting your whole face soften. So we let our forehead soften, the corner of our eyes relax, our jaw, lips, tongue, just the whole face relaxing. And then let those relaxing breaths sweep down the front of the body. So again, the front of our shoulders, our chest, our abdomen, all the way down to our toes. Just relaxed, supported by our cushion, our chair, the earth. And then let our attention just rest for a few moments on the breath. Just noticing the rise of the belly with the in-breath and the fall with the out-breath. And just let your attention rest there for several minutes. I would like to do a loving kindness, also called a metta meditation. And when we do a loving kindness meditation, we are practicing opening our hearts first to ourselves, because once we open our hearts to ourselves, it really softens us and helps us be open to others as well, to extend that loving kindness to all kinds of people, people that we love, that we're close to, people that we don't know, that we may just feel indifferent to, people that we have difficulty with. So again, we start with ourselves because that helps us to be open to others. And we do this practice here as a guided meditation. But like all of our practice, it's really in the service of helping to soften us, to open our hearts and our minds when we're off the cushion, so that on a daily moment-to-moment basis, we can live in a place of loving kindness to ourselves and everyone we encounter. So for this loving kindness meditation, I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine yourself in a lovely garden. And this is a garden that is created in your mind. So whatever you find most beautiful and nourishing is how you will fill your garden. So imagine the different types of flowers. You may have daisies, azaleas, roses, whatever speaks to you. Just imagine the different types of flowers and their colors. The daisies may be bright yellow. Maybe you have sunflowers. Maybe there are some very aromatic flowers in your garden. Maybe some heather or some lavender. Maybe some wonderful blooming jasmine. There could be some colorful butterflies. Maybe some buzzing bees. Your garden may have a pond, some lilies floating on it. Maybe there's a little stream that's gurgling by. And perhaps a bench that you can sit on to enjoy this wonderful profusion of flowers and scents and sounds. So this is a garden that nourishes you. Place you can come to and find calm, contentment, happiness in such natural beauty. So let's imagine that you're sitting in the garden, and perhaps to help open up loving kindness in your heart, maybe bring to mind the image of someone or some animal that you just love unconditionally. It could be a favorite pet, a dear friend, a small child, someone that you have just unconditional positive feelings for. And just embrace that image and let it warm your heart. Now gently let go of that image, but hold on to the feeling. And imagine yourself again in your garden, picking a bouquet of flowers for yourself. Just beautiful flowers that give you a nice, warm, happy feeling just to hold. And direct that warm feeling of loving kindness that you generated just a moment ago towards yourself with the words, "May I be happy. May I be peaceful and light in body and spirit. May I be safe and free from injury. May I be free from anger, afflictions of any negative type, such as fear or anxiety. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in myself. And may I be able to live fresh, solid, and free." These lovely words, many of them come from Thich Nhat Hanh, again lets us know that until we're able to love and take care of ourselves, we can't be of much help to others. So we start this loving kindness again with directing all of these good wishes to ourselves. Now let's imagine as we're sitting in the garden that a dear friend or relative is walking outside the garden and they come up to the gate. We invite them in and we offer a beautiful bouquet of flowers to them. And just picture this dear person's face as they receive this gift of these beautiful flowers from you. We wish them all of the same loving kindness. And may you be peaceful. May you be happy and light in body and spirit. May you be happy. And may you be safe and free from injury. And dear friend, may you be free from any type of suffering, from anger, from fear, from anxiety. May you be able to touch the seeds of joy and happiness in yourself and live in a way that is fresh, solid, and free. And again, just imagining this friend's face as they receive this gift of flowers and even the greater gift of all of the loving kindness that you're extending to them with this meditation. Now let's imagine someone that you really don't know well and that you don't have feelings for one way or the other, but actually bring to mind someone's face of someone that you have seen. It could be a neighbor that you don't know well. It could be someone who, you know, works at a shop nearby, someone at the office, maybe someone in the Sangha even that you know, just barely. But even though we don't know this person, we do know that deep down inside, just like everyone else, they want to experience happiness, peace, and to not suffer. So in a way, we do know very deeply these people that we may otherwise think of as strangers, because we do know that in our hearts, all of us want that same happiness and tranquility and peacefulness in our lives. So invite this person, again, imagining a very specific person, invite them into the garden and offer them, again, a very beautiful bouquet of flowers and wish them loving kindness. You know, may you be peaceful, happy, and light in body and spirit. May you be safe and free from injury. And may you be free from any negative afflictions in your life, such as anger, fear, or anxiety. May you touch the seeds of joy and happiness in yourself. And may you live in a way that is fresh, solid, and free. Now let's imagine someone that you have a difficult relationship with. And this could be someone who you currently have difficulty with. It could be someone who's passed away that you never resolved a problem with. It may be someone that has created suffering for you, or perhaps someone that you created suffering for. And just imagine that person on the walk outside your garden, and you invite them through the garden gate into your beautiful garden, and you offer them the same beautiful fragrant bouquet that you've offered to everyone else. And you look this person in the eye, And again, with no conditions, no strings attached at all, letting go of whatever it is that's created the difficulty just for these few moments, you wish them wholeheartedly loving kindness, all that you can offer. You don't know why they've suffered, why they've caused you to suffer, but you can only know that any suffering that they may be causing others is usually because they've suffered themselves. We don't know what type of life experience they've had, but we do know that they have suffered and they have caused others to suffer. And so we know they really do need loving kindness. They need healing. So we offer them the same loving kindness. May you be peaceful, happy and light in body and spirit. May you be safe and free from injury. And may you find freedom from whatever anger, fear, anxiety, sadness that may have occurred in your life and caused you to suffer so much. May you find a way to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in yourself. And may you learn to identify and see those sources of anger and craving and delusion. May you find a way to live fresh, solid, and free. Yes, may you be happy. We wish them all the loving kindness we can offer. And again, watching their face, perhaps surprise, as you offer this with a totally open heart, this loving kindness. Now finally, let's just imagine that a gentle breeze is blowing and it gently lifts flowers up from your garden, hundreds and thousands of flowers, and blows them all across your community, all across your state or province, your country. These flowers are gently blowing all over the world and then gently falling gracefully into the space of people everywhere. People who may be very happy and living in very peaceful areas, and people who may be victims of war or violence. People who may be experiencing suffering of different degrees, but to suddenly have some beautiful flowers gracing their lives. Imagine the warmth of their heart that could be created by this loving kindness that's spreading and reaching everyone in the world. So we wish may all people be peaceful, happy, and light in body and spirit. May all people be safe and free from injury and free from negative afflictions. May everyone live in a way that is fresh, solid, and free. And then we gently just come back and rest in the breath. With our hearts open, with love for ourselves and all. So nourishing for us. And as we take this off the cushion and we bring this loving kindness to everyone we meet, so nourishing for the world. May all beings be happy.